to Medical Dialogues. I'm Mr. Zaman, and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. Weight loss surgery outcomes may be influenced by inflammation, according to a new study. Higher levels of inflammation in the blood of patients with obesity undergoing bariatric surgery predicts poorer weight loss 6 months after the procedure, according to a recent study by researchers from IOPPN, King's College London. The analysis showed a strong relationship between depression and inflammation in obese patients before and after surgery, and it indicated that it was increased inflammation rather than depression that was driving poor weight loss after bariatric surgery. The 85 participants in the study were all obese, that is BMI greater than 35, and part of the ongoing bariatric surgery and depression study, levels of proteins released during inflammation such as C-reactive protein and cytokines such as interleukin-6 and interleukin-4 were measured before and after surgery in participants' blood and tissue. Little things that can reduce hip fractures. Simple strategies to strengthen your bones, implemented by the whole community, not just those at higher risk, could lead to a substantial decrease in hip fractures, a new Australian study suggests. A hip fracture, particularly in the elderly, dramatically increases the risk of death. Around 37% of men and 20% of women die within 1 year of a hip fracture. It also causes significant pain and suffering, loss of mobility and independence, and increased healthcare costs. Blood biomarker highly promising in predicting progression to Alzheimer's disease in at-risk population. Neuroscience researchers at Wayne State University published a review article that confirms the usefulness of neurofilament light, or NFL, blood levels to predict the likelihood and rate of progression of neurodegeneration in Alzheimer's disease. Blood-based NFL is a minimally invasive and easily accessible biomarker, making it a useful clinical biomarker. Though NFL levels also increase in typical aging as a non-specific marker of neuronal damage, the levels as well as the rate of increase seen in Alzheimer's dementia are higher. Higher serum NFL is also correlated with more severe brain glucose hypometabolism, diminished white matter integrity in persons in the Alzheimer's in continuum. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.